and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hiya! No, welcome to this section of the Wanderlust Wonder of the See the World with Ajala Nene. And you know, this is where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way beyond. Now, guess what our spotlight is today? Guess. Oshu Oshogbo Sacred Grove. Now, this is located in the dense forest on the outskirts of the city of Oshogbo, Osun State in Nigeria. This grove is recognized as a UNESCO heritage site with its rich history, culture, and traditions. This historical site is regarded as the harbor of the goddess of fertility, Osun, one of the Yoruba gods. This landscape of the grove has its meandering river, dotting sanctuaries and shrines, sculptures and artworks in honor of Osun and other deities. If you are interested in learning about the Yoruba culture, then visit Osun Oshogbo Grove to learn firsthand. Our guest for today is ready for us. Come join us now. Hello, everyone. No, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And today, my guest, he and some of my people call me their class captain. He will share the story with you guys. But we have today Jibola Olusheye Abati. Uncle Jibola, welcome. He's coming all the way from Badagry, guys. All the way from Badagry just to be here. Jibola is an award-winning tourism practitioner and the founder of Taste of Africa Vibes. You can see that on his t-shirt if you're watching us right now. And it's Africa's largest digital tourism platform on Facebook, Uncle Mark's platform, Facebook. It is a digital global community of over 61,000. Let me say that again. 61,000. By the way, how long have you guys been in existence?
We started during the COVID, 2020.
2020, later around. Does how many? Hey, God, 61,000. I mean, I'm still struggling. Like, is it 2,000 followers? And they are active. Not just that they are 61,000, they're active people in that community. And they are more of African travelers. People who want to explore or are exploring Africa. They are storytellers and content creators, changing the narratives about Africa for good through digital tourism. Oga Jibola.
Present.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start. How did you get here? Why the tourism space?
I'm happy to be here and thanks for the invite. I want to say a big thanks to everyone who have really been part of my journey so far, including my host here, aka class captain. thanks for the support. So the journey started 2015. One thing about me is two things. Or let me say three things. I love meeting people. I love exploring new places. I love nature. Mm. I can't survive in big city. Where there are skyscrapers.
Exactly.
So 2010 I left because all my life has been in the city, but then I have to move because I feel I function well when I'm in closer to nature. Well, 2015 I had the opportunity to start looking into tourism space.
Okay.
While I was still nursing it after a lot of try and error with life, careers, going into agriculture, fishery, it went down, going to real estate in the local setting. So I felt, then 2016, I had the opportunity to travel from Lagos to Cross River by road.
Okay.
So that was my first time living Yoruba land, the southwest, outside. I mean, I've been before then, I've prior to that, I've been to Kwara and the likes, but going outside southwest started 2016. So we with my then my landlord, he just bought a new car and was like, he's from Cross River, Ogoja. So he was like, guy, I'm testing this car to the village. You like, what are you? Are you available? I said, me? I never say no to adventure. I said, let's go. So we went together. Then I was able to, because from his village to Obudu, then Obudu was still functioning. We went and some other rivers around. Then I was able to, then I love pictures. Like, in, when it comes to pictures, I think it's like I'm addicted to it. I snap anything, everything. And I when I'm done, for the day, I sit back to look at what I'm writing. Sometimes I see two goat fighting, I'll snap. Chicken fighting, lizard. Those things that people don't see, don't give attention to. I give attention to them. Butterflies, grasshoppers, and the like.
In nature.
I just snapped. And I, so while I was, while we traveled, while we were on that journey, there's a lot of things I saw. I mean, landscape. There's one place we pass around that Enugu. I've forgotten that place. Very lovely. In fact, the picture I took was as if you, I was like, am I sure I'm still in Nigeria? Is this not Europe? So those things started giving me inspiration to like, okay, so we have beautiful places across in Nigeria. Then when I came back 2017, I started reaching out to schools for excursion. I just pick it upon myself that I think I love this, so I'll go to schools. Even then, I don't have the full idea. I just know that being a Lagosian, and I know barely every hook and corner. Then I will suggest to schools, okay, let's take your children, student to excursion. Then I think the one I went, which was kind of like the farthest I can have taken school, was Ibadan Zoo. So we went to Ibadan Zoo, and that was when I had the first, that's when I had the experience of the roaring of a lion over the Ibadan Zoo. Then I have a tablet, then it fell because I was so close to the lion trying to capture. So all of a sudden it was as if the whole thing looks like thunder, like, so, and the school people, the school children, everybody just scattered, everywhere scattered. I was like, oh my God, what is happening? Because my fear was that I'd be lion, don't escape from the zoo. So that experience also was something I found interesting. And from there, China into 2018. So as at the time, 2018, the vision started getting clearer that, okay, this can become a career. Then I'm a kind of person that I love doing unconventional things. I don't like something everybody is doing it. Then even though it's tourism industry, I feel, let me create a niche.
Something's different from different, what everybody else is doing.
So 2018, I started beach camping.
Okay, nice.
People go to the beach, they come back. Then I said, okay, I want to go extra mile. Let me go beyond the boundary somehow. Then a lot of friends, you know, people are like, ha, beach at night. Wish a wizard will come out, or Banje, Mami Water will come out.
Oh God, I said, I want to go and see them.
So a lot of friends in my community, those who have been seeing the two things I've been doing, were like, okay, let's give it a try. We have to get a little grill machine with this local net, which this woman that grill fish. We brought it. We brought some fishies and potato chips, ball, everything, speaker. With Emmanuel was with me.
So
together we went. So we were there. You know, everybody were looking like, people were leaving the beach. We were coming. They were like,
what's going on?
Are these people cultists?
So you guys actually cultists?
Hey, what are they here? What have they come here?
Did you guys actually put tents and then sleep?
Then there was no tent, but we came with mats.
Okay, you guys.
And then
on the
we set tables and the likes, okay. But it was fun. We have lighting, music. Very calm. No. So around, that was the first time. Okay. So around 8 p.m., 9 p.m., we left.
Okay.
So I felt, early. So I was waiting for people's reply. The
sorry,
next thing.
Sorry, but okay. By then, had you actually created your company yet?
So as at that time, I was just, yes, as at 2018, I started, 2017, I Travels and Tour. I started it. Before I started with Golden travel adventure. Okay. But I felt, no, I travel. And where did I get that inspiration from? Sterling Bank.
Ah.
My bank and I.
Ah.
So I love the Sterling Bank advert so much that I just picked
Put that I.
The definition of my bank and I is like a body attending to one person.
Okay.
So I felt, okay, my tourism can take care of individual, even in the midst of the group.
So that's where the I travel.
I travels.
And
I coin. So my bank and
so
I.
Let's stop there. How then did you like transit to Taste of Africa vibes? Because that's what I really know you are.
Yes,
right?
Yes. That's a big change. That's a big turning point.
What was that slip that
okay.
got you there?
It was the COVID lockdown.
Okay.
You know, while the passion was there already, growing,
mm-hmm.
the interest is there.
Mm-hmm.
We are now manifesting. So prior to COVID, I was like, okay, people already, I have people who have now been coming from outside the country coming into.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to mention this, that in 2016, I had my first foreign client,
okay.
Travel nurse from New York.
Okay.
So she got me through Facebook.
Nice.
She's been seeing my picture and she was like, okay, through a link of a friend in Ghana, the Ghanaian guy was like, I have somebody in Nigeria who can take care of it. I think he's responsible. And I will use that opportunity to say this.
Mm.
Be responsible online.
Yep. Say that again.
Be responsible online.
Thank you.
Much as you want to cash cruise,
mm-hmm.
but still be responsible with it.
In fact, can I give an experience there? Because this thing you're saying is true. When I started my blog I started blogging for tourism specifically. I've been blogging for like 15 years and all, but I started with the tourism like say 7 years ago.
Okay.
What I did was that I didn't want to be a tour operator, a travel agent, just like you. I like mm-hmm. to be unconventional.
Okay.
So I was like, what can I do instead? I started reaching out to tour operators like Social Prefect, Niger Nomad, TVP Adventures,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed them, asked them, why did you become a tour operator? What are you doing? And I put it on my blog.
Oh.
Like 2-3 years later, I got an email from someone through my blog asking that I want to come to Nigeria. I've been wanting to come to Nigeria for years, but I just don't know a tour operator I can trust. I was just Googling and mm-hmm. your blog came up and I saw some names of different tour operators. Who can you recommend from these people to do? I was like, wow, this is nice. I reached out to TVP Adventures,
okay.
gave him the details, reached out to her. He reached out to me, let's say February 2018 or 2019? By December that year, through TVP Adventures, he came to Nigeria and he was so amazing. I'm bringing my people. I need them to come and see. So if I wasn't doing that and writing the right stories, if I did not know tour operators that could bring him, because he's been looking for a tour operator for years.
Yes.
So that thing about being responsible online is very,
very
important, because there's so
important.
many scammers there.
Yes.
So I have to be careful.
So fast tracking it, when the lady came, she was one who taught me hashtag. I never knew anything about hashtag she was when she came, that would be my first foreign job. You know, earning $50 then was like jackpot for me. The situation was so, I was so nervous, like first time foreigner is coming to the country, a black, even though she's a black lady. But then we had a good time. She noticed I was jerky. She noticed, she was just like, calm down, this is me, I just want to see Nigeria. I just want to go here. So we went to some places within the mainland, the Ikeja, Fela, and City Mall. We had coffee. And so I think it's also important to be honest to what you don't know. Don't tell people, because you don't want to lose customer, then what you don't know. Because she asked me, I said, I don't know. That this I can do. So, and then we had a good deal and then it all went well. So coming to Taste of Africa, when lockdown came, prior to then, I was about to take a group of 10 people to Cape Verde.
Mm-hmm.
The package was around 450,000, flights, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, lockdown came. Five people already paid me.
Mm-hmm.
So some were like, three people, I was like, let me return people's money. So two among them was like, hold the money, lockdown will soon go. I said, if you give me this money, please let me return the money when all is back to normal.
You can pay back.
Travel. Thank God I did.
Thank God you did.
Look at
almost two years of recuperating. Probably still recuperating.
Because I have been looking into a lot of African countries, before lockdown, I created African travel, African attraction adventure.
Mm-hmm.
AAA.
Mm-hmm.
I partnered with a lady in the US mm-hmm. who came, also came to Nigeria. She came to Nigeria through me, yes. Now, look, let's start a community whereby we can be bringing African diaspora to diaspora to Africa to explore stuff like that.
Okay, so can you fast forward to how you guys got to this level. and this level and 1,000 followers?
So at the point, the deal didn't work out.
Okay.
Due to some factors, so we parted. We're still talking, but we just parted. So I have to just go on my own. And I started from WhatsApp quiz during the lockdown. So I told people that, okay, we won't just allow the tourism sector to die like that. Let's keep on whetting people's appetite by asking tourism questions. The tallest mountain, the highest mountain in Africa, blah, blah, blah. People were responding. In fact, there are some people within the Nigerian tourism space that joined the WhatsApp group. So from there, I created Taste of Africa with 10 people.
Okay.
10 as at August 1st, 2020.
Okay.
10.
How did you guys now move to Facebook?
So I created that on Facebook.
Also.
We already have 60 something on WhatsApp.
Okay.
But on Facebook, we started with 10 people.
Okay.
And then I just said, okay, this community is where we want to share. You've been to Africa before, you're anticipating to go to Africa, share your picture, share your story. People start sharing.
That's how I started.
So before you know it, somebody will tell somebody this. So what I don't give room for is negativity. No room for that.
No,
government has killed somebody. This country is fighting this. Oh, religious, one man of God. No. Two things, politics and religion. We don't give room for that.
Okay.
Strictly tourism. And you have to tell something beautiful about Africa. Is. It could be person, it could be a brand, it could be a place, it could be nature, it could
so
be...
So did you do anything to increase the followership, or it was just referrals and people don't
recommend it? It's organic.
Beautiful.
Till date. I think it has to do with how I'm able to be in charge with let them see my vision.
Okay.
I'm always online in the group. Mm. So every day I serve a reminder. I let them know this is why we are here.
Okay.
Don't forget. So even when there are some members who want to, a lot of people will come into my inbox. Oh, why do you allow white people to be in the community? Why are you allowing us? That was one of the biggest challenge. To have a community of 61,000 of every, even the so-called Black Americans, you know, the understanding. So there is this kind of hate red, and I try to let them know. I'm not saying that is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should let people know there are people, they are killing people in Congo, they are killing people. Fine. I think we've had enough of
the media doing
media
that.
Doing
Thank
that.
You very much.
BBC, CNN, notes. They are doing it. So yeah. For me,
everywhere.
I can't create a platform, buy data, and have a sleepless night to come and share bad news.
So you did your very best to make sure that nobody was sharing negative parts.
At all.
Leave that to the media to do.
Even in the comments. Once you comment, we block you.
Beautiful.
So that's the policy.
Was strictly
exactly.
All right. So let's go further. You ended up getting the opportunity to be among the 2022 Facebook Accelerator Program. And you're now a Meta Leaders Network member. Please, how did that happen? Was it because of this group?
Well, when Facebook, there's a group called Portfolio 9, owned by Philip Udochi. The man is based in Abuja. So that group is an entrepreneur group whereby they talk about stuff going on online, maybe grants, awards, and the likes. So in 2021, he was the winner of the Facebook Accelerator program.
Oh,
nice. And I was like, okay. I started looking at. So every time I would look at the requirement, what does it take? So in moment 2022, when the details came out, Facebook just announced the Facebook Accelerator. So you have to have a community of 5,000 members minimum, more than a year, 5,000. Then you have to make sure whatever you're doing goes beyond Facebook.
The community, yes, on Facebook.
It can be traced offline.
Okay.
So, I just fill in the form. When the link came out, I fill in. I have a website already. My Taste of Africa is registered in Nigeria and in US already. Mm-hmm. So, I think I've done those little...
back-end work.
Exactly. So, I submitted. I was shocked when I saw my name because the reason why I said I was shocked
I think
was,
you're the only Nigerian, right?
No, the only tourism... community.
Okay, that's
Facebook great. Selected, yes, Facebook selected 16 in sub-Saharan Africa, six from Nigeria.
Oh, nice. Six. Well, you are the only tourist.
And I have the least community member. The rest have 500,000, 1 million. My community then was just 20,000. As a
2022. Don't say it was 20. Some of us are still
struggling with it. So just 20,000. But I think one thing I was able to, because after...
Yeah, that's the question I want to ask. What I was did you selected. Learn from it and how did it help you with your tourism business?
So when I saw Emil that I've been selected, then you have to undergo some stages like interview. So I met with some Meta rep. They scheduled me. They asked me a question. What move you? I felt it's time we start changing the African story for good. I mentioned some movies, Hotel Rwanda, sometimes in April, Tears of the Sun. This movie are blockbuster. But then, what did they portray? Africa in a negative way, and they make millions of dollars.
So imagine if you now do it in a positive way, why not?
Exactly.
Okay, that's beautiful. So that we can wrap this up, because we have we have time. I know that you have an event that you usually do. You started last year. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend last year's own, and I'm not sure you have a ticket for me to attend this one for South Africa. But let's see how it goes. But guys, let's hear.
Okay.
Tell us more about this event as we wrap up, and what it's all about, and how it's been promoting tourism in Nigeria and Africa.
Okay, so when we won the Facebook Accelerator Program 2022, Facebook were able to give us like what I can call assignment to come up with an initiative program, something we can be doing for the community. So for me, since the strength of my community is content creating, everybody coming to drop content, I felt okay, let me go into an event whereby content creators can come together. So we launched the African Travel Content Creator Conference, which we did the first edition June 1st, Urban in Life. So and after that, which was a very successful one, we have people who attended, guest speakers and the likes. And for this year, we felt the structure of the conference is to go around the continent of Africa.
Beautiful.
Each year
new country.
So for this year, we are going to South Africa, and we are going to Cape Town, which we already have the venue, Marriott Crystal Tour Hotel in Cape Town, South Africa, September 4 to 7, 2024.
Beautiful. So you sure you know that I MC? So if you need an MC, here I am. And then of course you're going to do my ticket for me, because I'm like, if I'm an MC and you're class captain, you have to do something for me. So I've told you now in front of everybody, and let's see how it goes. But well done. So let me go to something personal. Three things about you that people don't know.
I can be shy.
Oh,
people don't know.
I don't believe him, guys. I don't. He wasn't shy during our classes, during our training. He was the most noisy student in that class. That's why he calls me class captain. He's the one that gave me the title, so I don't understand what he's talking about. But I'll take it. You're shy. Number two.
Number two. Sometimes I talk to myself a lot. But then I try to caution that. I try to caution myself that. Because then third number one. Three. What's going on, number three? I give people room to discover me.
That's nice. Okay. Discover. That's nice. All right. So any last words for our listeners? And also for our people in the tourism space, those who are coming in and those already there. Any last words?
Well, I want to appreciate Nigerian tourism practitioners. They are all doing well. It's not easy. It's like we are squeezing our water out of the rock.
I swear.
Looking at the structure of Nigeria. So you guys are doing well. I'm learning from you. Whether you're just coming, you're there. The mentors, the pioneers, those who have been there. Thank you all for laying the foundation for people like me to leverage on. God, we continue to bless you.
We conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.